It's Brian and Trisha, and today is Kentucky Gives Day, which means that you can go to kygives.org and you can donate to whichever of the 25 charities or nonprofit organizations that are a part of this. You can help them raise as much money as they can. This is a big fundraiser for these organizations. And so it's just an easy way to do it online, kygives.org. And then later today, about 12 o'clock or so, I somehow was convinced to, this was about a month ago, maybe, I was convinced to get into a dunking booth.
It didn't take a lot of convincing.
No, because, I'm willing to try things.
And you're a nice person. You said, well, I can help. Sure, I'll jump in that dunk booth.
I really didn't expect it to be the temperature that it is right now, today, the day that it is. It's cold.
Uh-huh.
And so yesterday I did try to weasel my way out of it. I was sending emails like, oh, well, it's going to be so cold. If you've decided that you want to do something different, I'll still be there. I'll still support. And if you haven't filled that tank with water yet, maybe you should wait. Or how about a heater? Is there a heater for the water? Or how about we just save water and just put foam pieces down in there? None of them. No. I mean,
none of those are options.
No, so I'm going to be there.
All right, so if we know anybody who owns a wetsuit or something to keep you warm, you know,
that's one suggestion that I had. You know, I would be absolutely willing to get into that cold water today and do this, you know, to raise money for charities. I'm totally fine with that. If I had a wetsuit, it would be so much better. But strangely enough, I just don't have a wetsuit.
Which surprises me, honestly, because you're so random. I honestly figured you had one, like, in your garage.
Maybe after today, I will get one.
Like, I could see you find, well, I found this on an auction site. It was only $30. And I mean, you just never know when you're going to need a wetsuit.
Right. So, well, yeah. Today I'm wishing I had a wetsuit because right. I'll get in there and I'm going to do it either way. And my time is limited in there. If I calculate correctly, I have 15 minutes that I have to be in there.
So 15 minutes of being miserable to help out more than 25 charities.
Yeah. I just hope that whoever is throwing the ball.
Oh, I'm going, and I'm going to
doesn't
throw.
Doesn't have good aim, but that maybe we could do a backwards kind of thing. Like, if you don't dunk Trisha in the tank, then that's going to bring more money.
I don't think that's how it works.
I think that's what we should go for today, because I really want to support these nonprofits. I love it.
You just don't want to be cold.
It's going to be so cold.
Okay, here's the deal. If somebody has a wetsuit, please let us know. I don't know how you size wetsuits because I've never bought one.
I have no clue. I've never been in one.
I'm guessing it's a child size, but for a really tall child. Like, if your kid's like crazy tall but also thin, that's the wetsuit we need to borrow.
But you know what? I'll take whatever I can get.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Okay, yeah. 5'8".
Yeah. And I wear an extra large if I have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to help, isn't it?
I don't know.
I kind of feel like maybe.
I think it just fill up with water and you just have a suit full of cold water. I think the idea is that it's like a second skin.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, whatever. Either way, whether I have a wetsuit or not, I'm going to do it. And I've been told there's going to be plenty of towels there. There's going to be warm drinks.
Is it hygienic to borrow somebody's wetsuit? I never even thought about that.
Don't you wash those things?
I don't know. I know nothing about them.
I'm clueless. I've never been in one. I don't know.
I was in one time when I was in high school. It belonged to a girl I was dating's family, and it was just one that they had in their boat, and we were out tubing, and it was this time of year where it was really too cold to be out anyway.
Who would have thought it was going to be cold today?
I couldn't get that sucker off. I had to lay on the ground, and her little brother had to peel it off of me like we were skinning a catfish. It was way too small. Oh. And I was like, well, I'm never going to wear one of those again. And I haven't.
Okay, well, either way, I'll be out there. I'll do it, cold or not.
All right. Kentucky Gives Day.
Yes.
Quixie 98.3.